Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. At a time of mayhem in the global markets, the Indian stock market has been among the 5 most resilient major markets globally. In a sign of investor confidence, it has fallen less than 3.5% since US President Donald Trump upturned global trade with his reciprocal tariffs on April 2. The Indian rupee, however, has been the second worst performing Asian currency after the Indonesian rupiah. Even so, India's currency has done much better than many key markets including Brazil, South Africa, Mexico and Australia, writes Manish M. Suvarna. We are ending the week with a surge in Indian stocks. For a quick take on the real story behind the Sensex 1300-point jump, check out N. Mahalakshmi's analysis where she pegs the rise in indices to a scramble by foreign investors to unwind short positions and aggressive long bets by domestic investors after Trump's 90-day tariffs pause. Such has been the surge that market cap of BSE-listed firms rose by 7.8 lakh crore, the largest single-day increase in a month. Anisha Kumar reports that monthly SIP inflows remain robust, up 34% year-on-year in March, though the SIP stoppage ratio has risen. The government could bring back the interest equalization scheme, which provides MSME exporters with subsidized bank loans to make their products more competitive globally, reports Adrija Chatterjee. With Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal signaling that India offers a compelling case for a tariff deal with US, Columbia University economist Jeffrey Sachs told Shweta Ponch that India shouldn't fall for America's tricks and should work with China instead. The Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, India's digital payment service, is being weighed down by an issue with India's largest bank, SBI. Its technical decline rate. This is the ratio of transactions declined because the bank server is unresponsive. Anand J. writes that SBI's decline rate is significantly higher than private sector banks, and this is affecting UPI transactions because SBI has the highest number of accounts. In the startup world, MoEngage, a customer engagement platform backed by Goldman Sachs, is considering relocating its headquarters from San Francisco to India ahead of a potential IPO drawn by India's favorable fundraising environment, report Bhavya Dilip Kumar and Chandra R. Srikanth. With Karnataka's Congress government facing public discontent because of price hikes across sectors, Christian Matthew Philip has put together an exhaustive A to Z list of goods and services that have become pricier. And finally, Asha Menon writes about Tasleem Arif Khan, a former office attendant who was slapped with a massive Rs. 37 lakh fine plus 15% annual interest by SEBI for his employer's misdeeds. Despite having no real role in the company, he has finally been found not guilty by SEBI after a 7-year legal battle. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.